It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Renault with KRWG News. On Thursday, New Mexico state health officials announced 159 additional COVID-19 cases in the state. That includes 21 new cases in Doñana County and 11 new cases in Luna County. The Department of Health on Thursday also reported 4 additional deaths in New Mexico related to COVID-19. Overall, the number of deaths of New Mexico residents related to COVID-19 is now at 836. There has been just under 27,200 cases of COVID-19 reported in New Mexico. Also on Thursday, New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham made some adjustments to state health restrictions due to COVID-19. Here's Madison Staton with more.
Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham updated New Mexico's public health order Thursday in an attempt to loosen some restrictions. Both youth sports practices and skills development are permitted but restricted to no more than 10 people. Swimming pools and ice skating rinks are allowed to open, so long as they keep numbers to 10 people or less. Camping has to adhere to those same capacity restrictions but is permitted in open state parks. Those concerned about fall activities will be able to visit pick-your-own pumpkin patches. The governor says guidance about corn mazes, haunted houses, and the Halloween holiday will be issued by the state soon.
And we hope to come up with some COVID-safe practices and guidelines for Halloween. We've been talking about this. I think some localities and states, not in New Mexico, made some pretty severe restrictions that didn't quite make sense. We're hoping to get it right in New Mexico.
Overall, the governor wants the public to be optimistic, but reminds citizens of the need to remain cautious.
New Mexicans have long shown that, when we got to be tough and strong and we have to tackle difficult issues, we do that in spades, and we're doing it now. But none of this should be an indicator that COVID is gone. This virus will never be gone. It's how we prevent it.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staton.
And in more news, a San Antonio charter school teacher has lost her job after wearing a mask that says Black Lives Matter. Some call it a political statement, but others say it's about human rights and should be allowed. Texas Public Radio's Camille Phillips reports.
Up until a week ago, Lillian White taught art at Great Hearts Western Hills. Just before students began returning to the classroom, White says the headmaster sent her an email telling her she no longer had a job because she refused to comply with the dress code policy.
I didn't think it was going to be an issue at all. I guess that's pretty naive of me. But I didn't think at my school it was going to be causes brouhaha.
Great Hearts Texas declined to be interviewed for the story. President Dan Scogin said in a statement that face coverings are not allowed to have, quote, external messages. White says she was asked to stop wearing the Black Lives Matter mask several times before she lost her job, but she kept wearing it because she thought it was the right thing to do. She says teaching children about values and character is a big part of Great Hearts' philosophy.
It's about morality, 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 truth, goodness, beauty, morality, seven virtues, morality. Like, what is moral about standing down and not supporting every student in your community?
Raquel Zapata has 4 children at Great Hearts Western Hills. She says White should have known that the charter network wouldn't condone any kind of political messaging.
There's always been a very clear rule at Great Hearts. Zero pop culture, zero print of anything political in nature or current event type, anything that's going to be anywhere distracting.
Zapata says she supports Great Hearts' decision to let White go because teaching isn't the time to make political statements.
I think there is a time and a place for everything. And while I appreciate her desire to stand up for our Black students, I think she should, as a teacher, be representing all of her students.
Allison Collins, who is Black, says she appreciates what her son's former art teacher was trying to do.
For me, it's not just about politics, it's about human rights. So if my kid walks into a classroom and sees a teacher that has a mask that says Black Lives Matter or silence is violence, I would venture to think that he would be more comfortable with that teacher, with that just being an outspoken of, hey, I got you.
Collins says another Great Heart student called her son the N-word multiple times when he was in fifth grade.
And that, I think, ultimately starts at home, but it has to be carried on through at school. We will have these exact same issues, 20 years from now when my kids are in school, if we don't.
Collins says she keeps her two kids at Great Hearts because they are getting an excellent education. But she says sometimes the school, like most schools, shies away from tough conversations about race and racism. Conversations that are becoming harder to avoid. I'm Camille Phillips in San Antonio.